you're here. LSU Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 40, verse 5, and this is a familiar one for all the singing men of GNN or those of you that have heard me tell the story about the singing men of GNN, because my two special guests in the studio are very much an integral part of the men's ministry, and they're going to be introduced in just a moment. But Psalm 40, verse 5 says, "Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you plan for us, no one could recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare." And I'll just reiterate some of the stories I've told over the years about the singing men of GNN. This is like our 23rd year of meeting and singing and declaring the wonders of God. It all began after a couple of Promise Keeper conferences way back when they were launching it. And I was thinking, how novel to get 50 or 60,000 men in a stadium to sing. And I was thinking about it, but I had no musical background. I never sang in a quartet. In fact, when I sat in church many times, that's when I read the bulletin, or I didn't participate that much. But as God has that divine sense of humor, he put it on my heart, and I called up some people, and I thought, well, we need a director. I can organize some things, but we need God to raise up somebody that can teach these men to sing and achieve a great sound out of them. And so Dr. Barrington Coleman supernaturally was raised up. It was kind of a neat divine appointment how I met up with him. And so we began many years ago meeting and singing, and then we got to present. And C.J. Sizemore, you came along early because you've been our manager for about 15 or so many years. But you came along, you were in the first 20 or 30 guys that...
Actually, Mark, when we started, we used to get numbers,
yes.
Remember?
Yeah.
And I was number 29.
29, okay. Yeah. And so, that was way back when we were at Twin City Bible Church.
Yep.
I think we've had rehearsals at about 6 or 7 different locations. In fact, last night we met here at the Great News Media Center. It was our first rehearsal. And so, CJ, you've served as our manager, and you do a lot of logistics and setting up venues where we're going to sing, and you and Jim Gunther and Lonnie Medlin and others meet up and set up and get things organized. But you know how hard it is. It takes 6 or 8 or 10 calls and follow-up calls and then arrangements and appointments. And you've helped us tremendously these many years. And our newest director, actually in the 23-plus years, we've had Barrington Coleman, Steve McCleary, and now Keith Kraft. So the legacy continues, but we've only had 3 directors in these 20-plus years.
That's good. That is always that's very good.
And so before I more formally introduce you to our Great News Radio listeners and encourage other men to come out this coming Monday night, I'm going to play a song, one that we rehearsed last night. In fact, Keith, I think you took us through about 10 or so songs. It was a great rehearsal. You warmed us all up, got us on pitch, and we had some new members, so it was an exciting time to gather. But this is Holy, Holy, Holy. I think we closed out our evening last night with this song. And so this is the Singing Men of GNN, Holy, Holy, Holy. That was Holy, Holy, Holy by the Singing Men of GNN. We have three CDs, and that was on the CD, Holy, Holy, Holy by the Singing Men of GNN. That was our third CD that we produced, and it's been exciting to be with these men for so many years. Of course, last night we had some new guys show up. In fact, it was great to see Les Gioia. He was a part of our Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe cast, and he has a couple fun roles that he played, and so he's been doing a lot of editing. We hope to have the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe ready in the next month or two to share over the air with everyone. It's a very talented group of artists and actors and actresses that have put that together, but Les Gioia researched a ton of sound effects to put that together, and he has a great voice. So he joined us last night, as did Nathan Rowe. It's great that he's coming with his dad, Ken, and even Leon Cabe comes all the way from Bloomington. So if you live in and around the Bloomington area, meet up with Leon, and you can join us on Monday nights. We rehearse from 7 to 9 p.m. It's a great men's fellowship, and we're looking to sing and declare the wonders of God in the coming days. And we're hoping, as it gets warmer in the spring and summertime, to do a couple concerts here right at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. But we usually sing at churches, and we've sang the national anthem. How many times, CJ, have we been at the U of I Assembly Hall, now called the State Farm Center, where we've sang the national anthem?
Well, we just have to say numerous times, because when people learned that we would do the national anthem, all of the different sports started contacting us. Yeah. Fact is, we've done all of the different sports.
Yeah, we've done football, we've done basketball, men's and women's, we've done women's volleyball, we've done baseball, we've done hockey was one of my favorites. We slid out on the ice one time, I think, in our tuxedos, and it's a ruckus bunch. I mean, it's the wildest crowd we've ever sang to, and it's like compact, so it really carried. But as we were all like little penguins, I told guys, don't fall. Whatever happens, don't slip. The crowd will go wild. But I think that was one of our most rousing applauses, the hockey matches. And you have to be thick-skinned to attend there. And I don't recommend too many church ladies going to a hockey game. They were pretty...
Hockey fans are enthusiastic.
Yeah, very enthusiastic. It was a ruckus bunch. But yeah, we've sang, I think you've kept track, CJ, these many years. Are we nearing like 300 different venues? I know it was over 200 some time ago.
Yeah, just in excess of 200.
Yeah, so it's been neat to see how God has used the Singing Men of GNN. And Keith, you're now taking on the banner of our director. Yeah. You know, you're helping the guys. So what was so unique, you were helping out as a transitional time where we were interviewing different candidates and praying up who God would raise up to fulfill the role as director. Mm-hmm. And CJ and I and a few of our leaders were talking it through, and we said, well, Keith is doing a great job. He has a heart for the men. He's sung with us for a number of years. Do you think he could carve out the time and help, because you're also busy leading a women's choir at your church?
Yes.
And you have a busy job and full time. You have grandkids and children that you minister to. And we thought, should we present it to him? We think it would be a great fit. And you said yes. So tell us a little of why. And then we're going to go into some of your background faith journey.
Yeah. Why? I'm not sure. I do want to say it's rather interesting. On Holy, 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 the recording, I sang baritone on that part. I'm directing it now.
Yeah,
this was not ever in my plans. I enjoyed singing so much because I was directing another choir. So this was singing was my getaway. Directing a group, singing praises is one thing. Doing it is another. And this was my getaway. I get home from work and grab my stuff. I get here. I go home. And I'm awake for the next 2 hours. I can't go to sleep.
Oh.
You know, I'm
now, that's
hyped.
A positive thing.
It is. I'm psyched up. I'm hyped. I'm ready to go. And, you know, I would help out with the past director, Steve, doing the national anthem a time or two. Being a teacher, I understand. I was a teacher many years ago. I know it's a busy schedule. So helping out was okay. I always wanted to direct my choir, and I wasn't that director yet. And took that over. Things happened around here. I was filling in a little bit more, and then COVID hit. We all know what happened there. And Steve retired. And part of me, I'll be honest, part of me, I wonder if they'll ask me. No, they won't.
Well, and there was that tension, too, because you loved to sing. And
right.
That's one of the things that CJ and I and our leadership team said, you will have to give up some of the singing, which you so enjoy doing, yeah. and being a second tenor, you're a valuable part of the yeah. choir because we don't have as many first and second tenors. And it was like, can you give up the singing, which you love to do, right. to direct, which is not easy, especially with this bunch yeah. of characters?
Yeah. You know, and it was something that when I started the group after, you know, Tim Dively pestered me for about 6 years to join.
yeah.
And I finally said, okay, Tim, I'm not singing in a band anymore. I have the time. And he brought me a card, said, fill this out, be there Monday, January 4th. And we got started. And I loved it. And I figured, you know what? I'm going to be one of those guys that's going to be, I'm going to be singing here till I'm about 80.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to retire more directors than you can shake a stick at. And now I am one of those directors.
Yeah, yeah.
So I will see how many.
And there are a number of guys that are nearing 80. Yeah, we have a wide range of guys, a lot of senior saints. And it's a blessing because so many choirs no longer exist in churches. We are an outlet for people that still love to sing that maybe don't feel comfortable being in a praise band or right. they're seniors and they don't fit as well. And so we have a lot of great guys that have sung for many years that find their place, their outlet, if you will, through the Singing Men of GNN. And one thing, you're not just nearby. You, like Leon and others, drive a ways. You're from Sadorus, Illinois, and you attend St. Paul Lutheran Church. Yes. And so you're one of our Lutherans, yes. which is neat about this men's choir is it's representative of many different denominations right. and life experiences. And we used to always say, CJ, you know, from physician to plumber, professor to painter, all walks of life, men from different backgrounds that have been a part of this group. And you've been with us these, I guess, 20-plus years. So why do you keep coming?
As long as we've been around. Yeah. Well, I love the camaraderie that we have with the men. You know, we have guys from all walks of life. And so it's a great opportunity to intermingle with these guys and have the wonderful privilege of praising our Lord through song.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fun to be back last night after being off for, you know, over a month.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was just great to be back and
yeah,
be
there
with
was,
the guys again.
There was all that energy, and Roger, our chaplain, if you will, led with a devotional time. We usually yeah. sing for about an hour, and then at about 8 o'clock, Roger shares a devotional thought or something, and then there's some prayer time and prayer requests shared. And so, yeah, there was a lot of energy. Guys were excited to see everyone again. And there's still time for you to join us, men. If there's a stirring in your heart and you have a desire to sing, maybe you were in a quartet in college or in high school or sang in your church choir. We meet on Monday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Great News Media Center right here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. And come join us, whether you're a tenor or a bass or somewhere in between. We can fit you right in with the group. And there's lots of room. I think it went pretty well last night. There was our first rehearsal here, and we had the chairs set up. And I think we could accommodate another 20 or 30 if
sure.
a lot of men showed up.
That would be a nice problem to have.
CJ, you've scheduled our events for a number of years now, and so I know you're working through 6 or 8 different things, and I know the mall has already said we want you back in December, so we know we're going to be at Christmas time.
Well, we have lots of venues that we want to get into because, you know, there haven't been many programs going on with the COVID. But we do have a lot of places that we have been that we'd like to go back to. We especially like to do churches, but, you know, we've been at the State Farm many times.
Yeah, State Farm Center.
We've been up to Bloomington to their large program there. We've been to Chicago numerous times.
Yep, yep.
And now it's just a great opportunity, you know, to start going out to these other areas.
Yeah, I think we need to get into Decatur. We were there many years ago, and we've done some prison
been
visits.
Been to several times,
and,
yes.
Yeah, I think at some point we've got to get into Springfield. We were at Estonia a few months back, and then we were up in Oak Brook before, too.
Right.
So we've sang many different venues. But if you have a desire to invite the Singing Men at maybe the summertime or into the fall, we will consider that and work through the logistics of getting all the guys there. Sometimes the churches will feed us, so that's always night. We'll put on the concert, and then there'll be a meal afterwards. And so it's a great time for the men to get out and sing and declare the wonders of God. Sometimes there's testimony time during our concerts. So we do a variety of things. Sometimes we'll feature some of our soloists and some special music or arrangements. So we have a good group. And so, Keith, if your prayers were going to be answered over the coming weeks and months, what are you hoping that the singing men will accomplish, or how do you see God using them?
Right now, what I'm planning for and what I would like to do is, A, see a lot more members.
Mm-hmm.
Just get the word out there, and we could really use some tenors. From some of the stories that I've heard from the older members, going back to some of the older music, the more gospel, southern gospel music that's got a little more pep to it, something that the congregations that we sing for would join in with us, something that lends more to that and make them a part of what's going on,
sure,
rather than sitting and listening and clapping.
Make it participatory.
Yes, I've always loved those type of concerts. I've been doing Christian music since I was about 14.
Which is a great segue into this Testimony Tuesday. We have about 5 or so minutes, but give us a snapshot into your faith journey. Did you grow up in a Christian home?
I grew up Lutheran, was baptized in 1963,
mm-hmm,
sang with a Christian musical group for almost 10 years until my 20s, and then was pulled straight into my church choir and was there for years after years, and my director threatened to quit 10 times, 10 years in a row. I mean, she kept telling me, I don't have you trained well enough yet. And finally, she gave it up, and that lasted about 2 years, and now she's back directing the bell choir and the children's choir.
Sure.
She couldn't stay out of it.
So you've walked with the Lord many years and just seen
as long as I can remember. As long as I can remember, Mark, I've been going to church every Sunday. And
And CJ, I know we've had you on before sharing bits and pieces of your faith journey, and I should say that when we had our open house in Springfield, you were a part of that, and people were looking at you thinking, why do you seem so familiar? Well, you've been that ambassador for Kentucky Fried Chicken, one of the few that has been designated as a colonel representing Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Brand ambassador, that's
a brand ambassador.
Today.
When you're dressed up with your white suit and that southern tie, what do they call that kind of tie? That's like a
string tie.
A string tie, and you know, you have your dark black glasses on and your hair slicked back. You look just like Colonel Sanders, and you've done some TV commercials, and you've traveled the world.
I've now been to 28 different countries, not all of it with KFC, but many of it.
Yeah, I know there's a number of Facebook posts where, you know, people want to take their picture with you. You're kind of like that celebrity. And what was that parade in New York City? I mean, you've done all sorts of things.
Macy Parade.
Macy Parade. Yeah. You've been on floats representing the colonel.
Yes.
And I think on a couple different trips I've had you share, what's it called when you reenact like as if you're the colonel? What's that? You story tell.
Yes.
Give us, in our closing minute or two, one of those opening lines that you lead. It's just so classic.
Well, Mark, it's so good to be here. The colonel, you know, he loves to be on the media, you know. I was on TV quite a bit, to tell you the truth, you know. At one time, they said I was the most well-recognized individual in the world. Now, how about that?
That's C.J. Sizemore, our manager of the Singing Men of GNN, and also Keith Kraft is in the studio, our newest director, and he would love, as I would, as C.J. would, if you have a heart to sing and declare the wonders of God, men, come join us on Monday nights at 7 p.m. at the Great News Media Center here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. It's a great men's choir, and we see God using us in the days ahead. In these past 20-plus years, we've seen him provide not only this great men's fellowship, but where we've gone out and really blessed people with our many songs. We have 3 CDs that we've produced, and it's just a great bunch of guys. And I'd ask our listeners to pray up the different ways God will be using us in the days ahead, and our new director, Keith Kraft, and all the time and effort and energy that C.J. Sizemore has put in. And then our setup team, you know, there's always J.D. Davis and Jim Gunther and Lonnie Medlin, and just a team that always helps up setting up the risers and tear down and putting the sound equipment in and doing lugging all the stuff around. So we appreciate the whole team that makes this ministry possible. So be praying up the singing men in the days ahead. And now you know about our new director, Keith Kraft. Pray up him. And I just thank God for both of you and just the ways he's using the singing men of GNN. I'm going to close out with another song by the singing men of GNN. The soloist is Chuck Schweitzer, who's with the Lord now. This is a song he wrote, Let Some Drops Fall on Me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, CJ Sizemore, and Keith Kraft with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Lord, we hear of showers of blessings falling down, falling down. Streams of mercy never ending to this ground, to this low ground. Let some drops, fall on me, Lord. Let some drops, Lord, fall on me. While you're sending showers of blessings, let some drops, Lord, fall on me. In the time of drought and famine, the needy and the dry, in due seasons, send the showers. Let some drops, let some drops.